Now, Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and the head of the country's Badr organization, Hadi al-Amiri, have announced an alliance between their political blocs.
Our meeting was a very positive one. I would like to announce that a genuine alliance between Sa'irun and Al-Fatah has been formed to expedite the formation of a government. Our new alliance is a nationalist one and within the national framework.
The two sides stressed that they would keep the door open for other winning blocs to join them in forming a new government. Sa'irun alliance led by cleric Muqtada al-Sadr won the majority of the seats, followed by Amiri's Fatah alliance. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi voiced opposition to a repeat of the May 12th parliamentary elections. Abadi made the statement after the parliament called for a nationwide recount of the votes, drawing calls for the elections to be rerun. Abadi says only the Supreme Court could decide whether to repeat the vote. Let's cross over to Baghdad and speak to Press TV's Altaf Ahmed, who joins us live from the Iraqi capital. Now, Altaf, it was a show of solidarity and national unity when the two sides called for other winning blocs to join in their alliance as well. It's a move to consolidate the democratic process in Iraq now, isn't it?
Well, definitely it is, and it is supportive of the current status quo regarding the elections. They are supportive of the elections which took place on May 12th of this year, and they are basically telling everyone that we do not accept the calls which are now calling for a rerun or redoing the elections yet another time, which we heard from different political blocs, namely from Iraq's current House Speaker, Dr. Salim al-Jabouri, who was calling for a rerun in the elections following an incident which we saw last Sunday, where a fire broke out, eating at least one of four major depots east of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. These depots belong to the Independent Higher Electoral Commission and are where the ballot boxes, as well as the electronic devices, electronic voting devices, that is, which were used in the Iraq vote in the year 2018, were actually used. So I think both Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr and Mr. Hadi al-Amiri, the head of Badr organization, a key commander of the popular mobilization units and the second winner of the elections, I think both of them, they want to tell everyone that we reject the calls for a rerun in the elections. We want to continue to establish a government of national unity and to elect a new premier in due time. We know that in June 30th, that is maybe less than 15 days from today, we know that the current parliament is going to expire, and the new parliament is supposed to take on its duties and to start basically voting and discussing the issue of establishing a new government and choosing a new for Iraq. Now, one of the key blocks which is expected to jump on board in coming days is that is the Victory Alliance, which is led by incumbent Iraqi Prime Minister Dr. Haider al-Abadi. Ahead of the elections, we saw Dr. Abadi go into an alliance or establish an alliance with Mr. Hadi al-Amri's Fatah alliance. That alliance lasted for a little bit. We heard murmurs in the backgrounds that this alliance was going to break up and then rejoin after the elections. So we could see Dr. Abadi join this alliance or the bloc which was established by Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr and Mr. Amiri, especially also as Dr. Abadi had also met with Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr and they spoke about a lot of agreements that they had achieved together. Mm-hmm. But as I said, the most important message right now that they want to send is the fact that they don't want a rerun in the elections, and they don't want to, because both of them, they see that this could put it could jeopardize the achievements which were scored in Iraq in the past 4 years, right, by defeating Daesh and liberating Iraqi territory from the grip of the terror group. Another point I would like to comment on is the fact that if we're discussing these things on a more domestic level. However, when we see that we see the issue from a more international perspective, if we look at both Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr and Mr. Hadi al-Amiri, Mr. Hadi al-Amiri, who heads Fatah Alliance, who, as we said, came in second in the parliamentary election,
right.
Secured 47 out of the 329 seats in Iraq's parliament. He has been very vocal against the presence of U.S. forces in Iraq. We know that, according to the Pentagon, there are between 5,000 to 8,000 U.S. troops currently present in Iraq. Mr. Amiri has time and again said that their presence is not justified. If the U.S. was saying that their presence was related to the presence of Daesh, well, Daesh is no more, then their presence should also be no more. At the same time, Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr has had a long history, a decade-long enmity with the U.S. and has led at least two uprisings against U.S. occupier forces since their invasion of Iraq and until recent years.
Okay, so lots of political ramifications there, both on a domestic and international front. We're going to have to leave it there for now.
Forces.
Press TV's Altaf Ahmed reporting from Baghdad. Altaf, thanks very much indeed.